It's been quite the year for Salt. 2018, got married, had a little adorable baby girl, bought a house. You're like, okay,
got married again,
had a wedding, a full, full blown wedding.
Oh yeah, had a
had a second wedding.
Yeah,
had two wedding. Other kids. You guys didn't know about that. That Mark Wahlberg movie's based on Sarah and I.
And so we just figured that was it for Salt. You're going to coast into the end of the year, you know, the next 6 weeks, just shutting it down.
Nope.
You know, and he comes in one day and he's like, oh, I got to buy windows for the house now. So that's another thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that the other day.
Got to buy windows.
That was fun.
So I figure you wouldn't have no money left in the piggy bank.
Yeah.
But not so much.
Well, there's a great thing called credit. Annie, you should look into that.
Yes, don't, I Annie, know. Don't.
So yesterday, you know, I've been driving around in the Jeep, Black Betty, as we've called her, for many years now. And, you know, she's only a two-door. And it's just, it's not helpful with the child
it's
at
that
home.
That time.
And so my wife and I were talking, and I said to her, I said, you know, and my wife's wonderful because she said, I would never make you give up your Jeep because I know how much you love your Jeep. Mm. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have to do it anyway because I want to actually drive the kid around.
Yeah, you can get a four-door Jeep.
Yeah, I looked into it, and they were great, but they were a little bit out of our price range, even pre-owned ones. Right. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna and plus with the new house, there's so much stuff that I have to do and there's so much construction on the house and things like that. I'm always at Lowe's, I'm always at Home Depot. So I wanted to like switch to a truck. You know, I need a pickup. So I wanted to go to the four-door pickup.
Ooh.
And you know, and I guess this all started how long ago? Yesterday when I decided to buy the car.
Seriously, he was in here yesterday looking at pictures of trucks. I can't believe you bought one.
I had been thinking about it for a while. I always think about things before I, you know, talk about them. So yesterday I'm sitting in the dealership and I was just going to take a test drive. You know, one, I found a really good.
The famous, I'm just going to go take a test drive.
Well, I figured, because it was on the way home and I asked the nanny, because we have a nanny, you know, in the middle of the week just for a couple hours. And I was like, you know, can you stay and, you know, just like an extra hour? I got an errand, I got to run. So I'm sitting there, and then the guy's like, gives me a great deal on the car, and it's the great, I drove the truck around where I'm driving through Norwell and beautiful foliage and everything, and I want to take it off road.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do this. Something women like about a man. You
can set my truck throw it down a hill.
So at this point, that little person, that little person sitting on your shoulder,
right.
I only got one of them. I'm not telling you which one it is, but he mentions, he's like, hey, you know, you might want to run this by your wife.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. So I'd been texting Sarah, and she had known about it and everything like that. So I'm texting her, and we're going over numbers and stuff like that. And I text her, and then I go, you know, it's just easier. Are you available for a call? You know, why don't I just give you a call and we can talk about this right there. And, and the sales guy's like, oh, you're going to call her? And he's like sitting at his desk. And I'm like, yeah, could you
leave?
You know, I don't need you hearing me be emasculated. Yeah.
Right. But we're about to have that talk and you don't need to watch this happen.
But no, I get on the phone and Sarah was like, do you like the truck? Like, I could hear it in her voice. Like, she was so happy. She was like, if you like it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what
I'm talking about. Let me hear you say, truck, yeah. Chicks dig trucks, song.
So I was like, okay, well, why don't you come down tonight and you can, I'll bring you by. You can test drive it and you can see what you like because, you know, you're going to have to drive it too. So, and she's like, no, this is your car.
Oh,
what?
And it's at this point that I'm like, Admiral Akbar is yelling at me going, it's a trap!
It's a trap!
Like, I am so convinced it's a trap at this point. I'm like, she is being absolutely amazing. First of all, she needs a new car, and she's letting me get a new car before her new car. And I'm like,
yeah, this is a setup.
I'm like,
this is the long
time. Looking around. I'm like, is this Impractical Jokers or something? Somebody truck in a farmer's
field, a no trespass sign. So you're going to be going to Country Fest.
Is the truck here? Did you actually? Is it here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Show me
so it's
where
all parking lot.
I want to see it.
Let me tell you, man. They make it easy there because I was like, oh, so okay. I want to take because I can't park it correctly yet. I'm not good at it. Right. It's all parked askew and stuff. Right. It's horrible.
Oh, I think
I'm
that guy.
I'm trying. I'll get better. But yeah, I was sitting there and I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess I'll go home and I'll you know, come empty back. Out the car and then I'll come back later to pick up. The guy goes, no, you can take the truck home. He's like, just whatever you gotta. If come back when you want,
you're
you know, whatever.
Wow.
man.
Yeah, he wasn't letting me leave there without taking that pickup with me.
Yeah.
Salt's a pickup man, everybody.
We're of life, baby. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates.
All my wives. Traffic jam. I don't. This is all just noise in my ears. This is. So 2018, I'm looking for a boat now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.